Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Boca Chica with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black and has very much educated us to be patient for Starship Super Heavy. Bob, how patient?
We could be a lot of, we're going to maybe need a lot of patience here, John. That we still remain unknown about when the launch is happening. SpaceX has made it very clear they're targeting June 5th for the next fourth test flight of its Starship Super Heavy big rocket. And the story here today is that this week they completed their second dress rehearsal countdown of the rocket with Starship stacked on top of Super Heavy. That includes a full countdown, fueling both vehicles to completion, and then getting to T-minus zero and doing a quick static fire burn of Super Heavy. And that was done completely in a success. So they are technically ready. They have some more homework to do to get ready for the actual launch, but that's standard. And they're ready to go. The unknown remains. Will the FAA give them a launch license? SpaceX has worked it out with the FAA whereby FAA does not have to complete its investigation on the third launch before this flies. But the FAA, though, has agreed to that, has not issued the launch license. And so we just have to wait and see whether it will or not. There are a lot of people that say this means because they've agreed to issue the launch license before the previous investigation is complete, that they're going to do it. The thinking behind this is that you don't complete this investigation of the previous launch because a lot of the changes that launch indicated might not be on this particular spacecraft that's going to launch on the 5th. And if the FAA insists on that, then SpaceX can't launch at all this rocket because it's not the one they're going to put those changes on. And so that's where the question is, and we'll just have to wait and see. I remain skeptical that the Biden administration is going to allow the FAA to issue this license on time, but others think otherwise, and I hope I'm wrong, John.
I was flummoxed to see a headline story on the front page of the Wall Street Journal about former President Trump and Elon Musk having a conversation about the future.
And yep, I don't know when it's going to be exactly, but they are going to do a town hall meeting between the two of them to discuss the situation, and I think it's relating to Trump's conviction in that show trial in New York. And Musk is very clearly choosing sides here.
Right.
This is one of the reasons I think he's going to have problems with the Biden administration in this matter, and that's unfortunate.
I saw the indication that Mr. Musk may work for a potential Trump administration, second administration. So, Bob, I'm only bringing this up not to comment, but to underline that you've had a suspicion for some time that this was a partisan dispute. And there's indication now out in the open on the front page of the Wall Street Journal that it is a partisan dispute. So we'll keep watch on Boca Chica because of that.
Yeah, when the Biden administration came in, it was very clear they were going to impose, they started to impose much greater regulatory burden on all the American space industry. But I think that since Elon Musk declared himself a Republican and said, watch the investigations follow, he's been right that the investigations have followed. The Biden administration has been very partisan to attack him. And so whether that launch will occur or not remains unknown.
What is Avio?
Avio is a rocket company in Italy. It has built for many years for Ariane Space, the Vega family of rockets. They're presently grounded. The story here is that Avio completed a static fire test of the upper stage of the Vega C rocket. That was the upper stage engine that was having problems that caused a failure and has had it grounded for almost 2 years. But that static fire test was a success. The reason I focus on Avio instead of Ariane Space is that Europe is transferring all ownership ownership's back to the builders, away from Ariane Space, the commercial arm of the European Space Agency. In other words, they're going to capitalism. AVO now has control of its own rocket that it builds. It will be the one marketing to the world, the Vegas E, when it resumes launches, hopefully next year. And so that's part of the story as well. Vegas E has been grounded for about 2 years now, and that's a problem for Europe, that they're giving it to the private company, and that the private company has now had a successful static fire test, says we should see things moving pretty soon.
Commercial space in India, and it looks like a success. Is that accurate?
That is correct. This is the second Indian rocket startup has completed its suborbital launch. The first company that did it was a company called Skyroot. They did it in November of 22. They did a suborbital launch of a first stage engine test, and that was a success. Now, the second company, Agnikol Cosmos, they completed a suborbital test earlier this week of their first stage engines. A single engine on a, it's like a kind of like a grasshopper, the SpaceX's Grasshopper. It doesn't do a vertical up and down, but it's a short test to make sure that engine works and that avionics work and they can do a launch, and that was a success. Both companies hope to be launching their first rockets into orbit by the end of 2025, John, and this is once again capitalism space in India. They're switching from a government model to private enterprise.
Yes, they're listening to you, Bob. Isn't that rewarding? Now, I don't want to make a remark that'll get Jonah awakened here, so I'm going to say Starliner. What's going to happen, Bob?
The Boeing first manned launch of Starliner is still scheduled for Saturday, June 1st, tomorrow at 12:35 p.m. I'm going to provide the details on Behind the Black. I will embed that launch on my website, and let's hope everything goes well, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.